There's an old saying in Tennessee, I know it's in Texas, probably Tennessee, that says, fool me once, shame on you. It fooled me, we can't get fooled again.
Ladies and gentlemen, the President of the United States, George W. Bush.
Or as his friends called him, George W.
Not for while you can't, monkey boy.
Yeah. A time of prosperity is a test of vision, and our nation today needs vision.
There were more indications today that the faltering U.S. economy shows few signs of regaining its step.
That's a fact.
Consumer confidence fell for the fourth month in a row to its lowest level since November.
That's a fact.
And median household income declined 2.2%.
I come from a different place, and it has made me a different leader. In Midland, Texas, where I grew up, the town motto was the sky's the limit, and we believed it.
Fool me once, shame on you.
There was a restless energy, a basic conviction that with hard work, anybody could succeed. I've made difficult decisions and stood by them under pressure. I've been where the buck stops, in business and in government. I've been a chief executive who sets an agenda, sets big goals, and rallies people to believe and achieve them.
We've lost faith in corporate America. We've lost faith to some extent in government's ability to keep our economy on track. And so it does seem as if things are falling apart.
This is what I mean by compassionate conservatism.
Ladies and gentlemen, the President of the United States,
George W.
Fool me, can't get fooled again.
Considerable uncertainty persists about the economy, owing in part to the emergence of heightened geopolitical risks.
The danger to our country is growing. The Iraqi regime possesses biological and chemical weapons. The regime has long-standing and continuing ties to terrorist organizations. The regime is seeking a nuclear bomb, and with fissile material, could build one within a year. The fundamental problem with Iraq remains the nature of the regime itself. Saddam Hussein is a homicidal dictator who is addicted to weapons of mass destruction.
There's no doubt his hatred is mainly directed at us. There's no doubt he can't stand us. After all, this is the guy that tried to kill my dad at one time.
I appreciate the spirit in which members of Congress are considering this vital issue. Congress will have an important debate, a meaningful debate, an historic debate. It will be conducted with all civility. Be conducted in a manner that will make Americans proud.
For the first time in the history of the Republic, the nation is considering a preemptive strike against a sovereign state. And I will not be silent.
The Senate is more interested in special interests in Washington and not interested in the security of the American people.
I've never seen a president of the United States stoop to such low level.
Spokesman Ari Fleischer insisted the president had been misquoted and misunderstood.
The president never, in that speech, referred to the Democratic-controlled Senate.
That is outrageous. Outrageous. That is wrong. We ought not politicize this war.
You may try to politicize it. I view it as my main obligation. That is to protect the American people. It's the most important job this president will have. And it's the most important job for future presidents to have because the nature of war has changed.
We've got to rise to a higher level. Our founding fathers would be embarrassed by what they're seeing going on right now.
It's not my goddamn planet. Understand, monkey boy?
I'm really deeply saddened by the tenor and the tone of the remarks that my friend, the majority leader, had to say this morning on the administration's conduct in Iraq. Who is the enemy here? The President of the United States or Saddam Hussein?
We will use these good times for great goals. We will write not footnotes, but chapters in the American story. Damn the consequences. Don't mess with Texas.
It is outrageous. It is insulting. It is wrong. 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 Fool me once. Shame on. Shame on you. You fool me, you can't get fooled again.
We cannot let terrorists and rogue nations hold this nation hostile or hold our allies hostile.
Yeah.